Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Wednesday, running back Cedric Benson of the Cincinnati Bengals and head coach Marvin Lewis spoke with the Houston media via a conference call. Benson, the NFL's leading rusher, is excited to play Houston this weekend.
Hello. Cedric, how are you?
Good.
Hey, congratulations on your season. How close did you actually come to signing with the Texans?
It was real close. I was there in the office, and they were talking about getting the deal done, and it kind of just came to a very last-minute decision on whoever makes those decisions. It was like a last-minute decision to not go forward with.
And obviously, you made the right choice. Can you tell us about how you're playing, and also what's the key to you guys having such a great start?
Well, the plan is just to stay consistent and continue to work as hard as we've done to get to where we're at. It hadn't been easy. You know, our games came down to the last seconds, and so I think the best thing for us to do is just go back to work every week. And, it's still early in the year, so got a long season to go, and stay consistent.
Considering what you've gone through in your career, is what you're doing, what you did last year, but especially you're on track for your best season by far, is that vindication for you?
Indication of what?
Just that you're on your way to your best season by far.
Yeah, I mean, considering where I'm at individually right now, I'd say so, definitely.
Cedric, you also have a really good defensive player in Antoine Odom. Can you talk about the success that he's had this year? He's, tied for the NFL lead with 8 sacks and what he's been able to do this year.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff for him. He definitely had one of his a really great year himself so far thus far. And, it's very neat to see him out there, making stops like that. Giving an offense a chance to stay on the field.
What's been the key for you to run so well so far?
I think just sticking with it. I mean, not shying away from what we're good at, the plays that we run best. And, real good, we've got a real good relationship with the line as far as we got a good chemistry on the field. I press it as far as I can to the heels before I make a decision. And, the offensive line and receivers have been blocking excellent downfield. Fullbacks, tight ends, everybody's playing a part in making this a successful run team.
Other teams are using 2 backs. You guys seem to be old-fashioned. You're getting the ball a lot like you did when you were in Texas. Do you like it that way?
Yeah, I love it that way. Yeah.
When you watch the Texans defense on tape, what stands out to you?
They got a lot of different looks. They've shown a lot of different things each week. Sometimes they're playing single safety to stop the run. Sometimes they're playing 2 safeties high, even in run look. I think they've got a couple different looks. They're giving that they're showing. And that's kind of as far as we've gotten so far.
At the same time, though, Cedric, Houston has struggled stopping the run this year. As a back that's doing as well as you are, do you get wide eyes going into a game like this?
You can't help but to see the number or the stats sheet and see how things are going for them as a defense. But still in mind, they're still a professional team, and, they did beat us last year. We didn't have as much success on offense as we wanted to last year, so we definitely got that in our minds and treating it as if it's a big-time game. And, sure, as long as we approach it as we've done these previous games, we will find success.
Are you having the most fun you've ever had?
I definitely am. I mean, there's no question that I'm having not only the best season of my career, I'm having the funnest season of my career. I'm really enjoying playing professional football.
Did you consider going anywhere other than Houston in the off season?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't really have that much of a, choice. I had a couple of teams interested.
Are you out to show a lot of people then that they made a mistake not being interested in you?
You know, I don't really aim to prove anything to anybody in particular other than myself. But I know through me just staying focused and taking care of my business, it's going to pay off dividends, and it'll do whatever else it does, you know, whether it be showing people something up or, you know, taking me to the top of the charts, you know.
Cedric, Texas has got a big game this week with Oklahoma. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to pull it off. Come on, you know. Another quarterback just, Oklahoma's quarterback just got back, and I don't think he looked too, he's a little rusty, I think, maybe coming off the bench, but I know they'll have their things back together, and I fully believe that Mac and Coach Davis and those guys down there are going to be poised and ready to bring it home. Plus, it's in the new stadium, you know, we're in Texas, you know, the game's in Texas, so, you know, I truly believe the Orange will take advantage.
Senator, joined the call a little bit late. I don't know if you've answered this, but what does it mean to lead the league in rushing, and do you think you can hold off Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, I mean it's fairly early. It's a wonderful place to be. Very privileged, you know, great honor. A lot of the hard work is paying off. Things are done in off season in preparation for the season. But like you say, you know, it is early, and it'll be fun. Working hold off Adrian, that'll be a fun little thing, fun little neat thing, I guess, a little additive to the game to look at the end of each game.
The fact that y'all are both from Texas, does that make the competition even more fierce?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, rivalry schools, being from Texas, I mean, that's a neat deal. And I mean, we're friends. You know, we're nothing like that off the field, but it's fun to be back up. In the run-ins with the leaders, and I'm sure we'll make the most fun of it.
How tough has it been for you to experience all the success you did while you were in high school and then at UT, and then have it so rough in the NFL until you got to the Bengals?
I don't know. I mean, I never gave up on myself. I knew at some point it would have to come around. Knew at some point I was going to make it come around. Just a couple hurdles along the way, which I think needed to be there, I guess, for me in particular. But I managed to make the best of them and turn those into positives. And, you know, I'm a better person today because of it. So, you know, I think it all kind of paid off to me being where I am today.
Do you think people gave up on you, even though you didn't give up on yourself?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's kind of human nature, you know, especially in this business. You know, it's, what have you done for me lately? So with all the negative stuff coming out of Chicago, I never really, like, got started there. You know, first 2 years, I had to play backup to somebody. Had to, you know, and so I never really got started. And, you know, people were quick to kind of shy away.
So is this sort of a revitalization year for you then, Cedric?
Well, without a doubt, I mean, it's a lot of positives going on right now. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it feels good to be back on track.
What does it feel like to be a Bengal right now?
It feels good. Feels privileged. This is a team, you know, we don't got a whole lot of stars. We go to work, we play hard. Work to be consistent. I'm very privileged to be a part of a team that goes to work every day, works hard, and shows up in the off season and things like that. Work to be better than they were the last year.
What does it mean to for you guys to go out and win for Coach Zimmer last week with what he went through?
I'm sure for the guys that were close to Coach Zimmer, knew his wife and his family, and real close to him. We could imagine it was a great honor, you know, for him. It was a neat deal for him to experience that, I'm sure. You know, beating the Ravens and doing it in the fashion that we did, last seconds as usual. And I'm sure it was a neat deal for him and his family to experience that. A bit of a joy for him and his family, and a little bit of a tough weekend.
Cedric, thank you very much.
Marvin Lewis has Cincinnati off to a 4-1 start, but knows he has a tough task ahead with the Texans coming to Cincinnati.
How are you, Marvin? Good, good.
I know in the offseason one of your priorities, maybe your biggest priority, was getting Cedric re-signed. And we obviously see why now, but has he been even better quicker than you thought he might be?
No, I think he's been about where we expected. It was one of our priorities to add a running back to our offensive team, and then we were pleased with Cedric.
He could be on the other side of the field, Marvin, if the Texans, they had him in. Obviously, you're glad he's not.
Well, everybody has a lot of guys in, so that's just part of the process.
Most teams are using two backs, and you're doing it the old-fashioned way. What do you like about Cedric's allowing him to do what he's able to do?
Well, we are trying to work two backs in, and we play another back on third down. But Cedric's got a lot of carries, and as we go forward, we're going to allow Bernard Scott to continue to get more and more, but he's a young guy right now, and we're trying not to overload him with some of the things yet. Cedric has proven to be durable. I do think that the more he carries the ball, the more confident he gets, the more on track he stays. And offensively, we've been able to, have an opportunity to make some runs in the fourth quarter. Now, if we could ever get a lead, that would be helpful. We'd even do better.
You don't like those last minute finishes, huh?
No, we prefer not to be that way, but if that's what it is, that's what it is.
Marvin, this might be a stupid question, but did being on Hard Knocks prepare you guys or have anything to do with the kind of start you're having?
Well, I think, as I said when I asked the question, why did you agree to do it, I thought our football team could handle it. I thought it would be good for the organization, for the NFL, for the city, the Bengal fans. And having gone through that in 2001 with the Ravens, I was kind of comfortable with how the operation works. But our players could handle it. At some point when you are successful, you have a better ability to deal with the expectations and the asks and so forth that come from the media.
How cool was it to win that game for Coach Zimmer last week with what he went through?
Well, it was extremely, heartwarming. As people said, surreal to have that occur, knowing what Mike had to go through.
Just how big of a difference would you say Carson Palmer has made this year?
Well, I think Carson, when you sit out most of a season and you're not maimed and you just sit there and you feel like you can play and you want to play, but the doctor says it's probably best for you not to play, it's hard. You don't have surgery, you don't have this, you don't have that, where you know something's really wrong with you. The only thing you can do is throw the ball 55 yards down the field on the line you'd like. That's a difficult thing. And he had to go through that. So it was a good learning experience, I think. I think he began to learn the game more as a coach sees through a coach's eyes. He was with us every step of the way, and I think that was a benefit for him.
Marvin, Frank Bush struggled early in his first few games as a coordinator, and they played a lot better lately.
Frank was out there playing?
All you guys had start at some point. What do you think about their defense, what you've seen?
Well, I think their defense is really talented. I think they've figured some things out that maybe, as you said, they weren't doing as well early on. Remember, I attribute that to you. You said that.
Yeah.
I think, Frank's been coaching for a long time and been in this game for a longer period of time. I remember Frank as a player. It's really more of guys settling into responsibilities and things and getting a feel for how they're supposed to play certain things all the time and the repetition of it that helps a coordinator.
Do you guys have the confidence? Obviously, you got some talent. You see the similarities in 05 and what you've seen early right now?
Well, we're a better football team than we were in 05. As far as our football team now, can we play as good? We got a long ways to see that. But right now we have a stronger foundation than when we had in 05. It's a much stronger foundation. And, we just have to, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out. But right now, in my opinion, and I thought this when we entered training camp, but, you know, week in and week out, that's how you're measured.
Can you tell us about your defense?
Well, we've got a bunch of guys that most people didn't want, and they really they revel in that a little bit. And we've gotten, you know, through injury and attrition and so forth, we were able to kind of sift through and find some nuggets. We've got great leadership there, and guys like Dahani Jones, Chris Crocker. We've got two young, very good cornerbacks. We've got some good pass rushers up front. We've got a young and emerging defensive line, and we've got a really young set of linebackers that can make football plays. So, you know, I think it's a group that every week they know the importance of doing your assignment, 11 guys playing together, chasing the football and tackling.
Can you please talk about Maluga and then what you've seen on film from Cushing, please?
Well, I think Ray's doing, you know, everything we asked him to do. He's really a fine player. He understands the game. Any errors or, you know, critiquing, or I want to say correction we make with Ray, he's able to make it almost instantaneous and doesn't do it. We like Brian as a prospect coming out in the draft, and now he plays for the Texans.
Marvin, thank you very much.
Thank you.